Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. From one former Cold War rival nation to another, Pope Francis will arrive in Washington from Cuba on Tuesday. Pope Francis will arrive in Washington from Cuba on Tuesday after a visit that comes at a delicate point in the island's history. Francis' U.S. trip will also include events in New York and Philadelphia. Forecasters say Tropical Storm Ida is expected to stall in the open Atlantic and is not a threat to land. The National Hurricane Center says little change is expected in the storm's strength over the next couple of days. Ida has 45-mile-an-hour winds and is centered around 915 miles east-northeast of the northern Leeward Islands.
Want to lose weight? Then turn your body into a furnace that literally melts the fat away. That's exactly what Thermometer does. Thermometer is uniquely formulated with patented ingredients like bitter orange, brown seaweed, and decaffeinated green tea. Their combined thermogenic properties boost up your metabolism and turn up the heat in your body so you melt the fat away without any jittery side effects. Thermometer is not available in stores. It's only available to listeners of this station. We're giving away 100 free bottles right now to anyone who enrolls in our special trial offer. Call now for your risk-free trial offer. 800-710-3720, 800-710-3720, 800-710-3720. One more time, 800-710-3720.
An emu had been loose and wandering around New Hampshire for more than a week. It's been caught. Maria Colby, a bird specialist who operates Wings of the Dawn Wildlife Sanctuary in Henniker, says a father and son captured the large flightless bird in a bow Sunday afternoon. The father and son used Colby's handheld net to capture the bird. The son attempted to catch the bird earlier that day, but the 5-foot-tall male emu bit him and ran. Emus are among the largest birds in the world and are native to Australia. They say the bird appears to be healthy. A Hawaii spear fisherman who was bit on the leg by a tiger shark off the coast of Big Island swam to shore and then filmed a video on his deep wound as he was being carried away on a gurney. He said in the shaky video, "I just got attacked by a tiger shark." The footage pans down the man's body to a gaping gash in the middle of his left leg. "Love you, brah," a friend standing near him says. "Love you too, brah," Roker replies before the clip ends. A tiger shark believed to be 13 feet long bit Roka's leg Sunday as he spearfished off the northern tip of the Big Island. He swam to shore after the attack, and his fishing companion called 911. The attack marked the fourth shark injury in Hawaii in 2015, all of which occurred in turbid waters. Only one of those encounters was fatal. A woman died from her injuries off the coast of Maui in April when an unknown species of shark bit her while snorkeling. Scientists from the University of California, San Diego recently collected hundreds of bees throughout the western state in order to determine how far north Africanized bees have begun to spread. Known to science as hybrids, as they possess genes from both European and African honeybees, the insects commonly referred to as killer bees have been found as far north as California's Delta region, about 25 miles south of Sacramento. Researchers in Southern California have discovered that about 65% of the honeybees buzzing around San Diego County have a mix of European and African genes. When Africanized bees have taken up residence throughout the American South, Southwest, Southeast, and Western coastal regions, their ability to set up permanent colonies in the northern parts of the country appears to be limited by cold temperatures brought on during the winter months. Joshua Kahn, a professor of biology at the UC San Diego and co-author of a new study, along with other scientists, are concerned that higher temperatures caused by climate changes could mean that killer bees may continue to push north in the coming years. But scientists don't want to track the migration of Africanized bees simply for their killer instincts. They're curious about the spread of the bees' more desirable qualities. Their resistance to some of the diseases and mites that are killing off honeybees in other parts of the country, supposedly enhancing abilities to generate honey. Africanized bees originated in Africa and were brought to Latin America by researchers who believed the climates were similar enough for the bees to survive and produce honey. Instead, they continued to migrate farther north due to the subtropical-like temperatures that occupy much of Arizona and Texas during the summer months. I'm Leo Ashcraft. Dark Matter News.